Welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for John Hansen this week and next. He's off on his honeymoon. It's so cool. We're very happy for him. If you want to ask me a question, I'm going to do that just in a little bit. 312-981-7200. The lines are open now. 312-981-7200. You can text your question or call. Happy to talk to you. Or you can reach out to me at bestmoneymoves.com or thinklink.com. And don't forget to check out This Week in Wealth Sunday morning at 6:30. Tom Fortino and I talk all about the news of the day and what you should do with your retirement, which is what we're going to talk about with Paul Nolte. He's Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, and he joins me here on the show. Hey, Paul, welcome to WGN.
Good evening. Nice to be chatting with you again.
I know. We just saw each other for the first time in a couple of years, thanks to COVID, when I was at the station for the 100th anniversary night. I'm so glad that you could come on today. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about what Jamie Dimon had to say today. But, you know, it strikes me that there are some very specific things that people who are nearing retirement age might want to think about whether or not they actually are going to go through a serious recession, right? I mean, we know a recession is coming, but if you're planning for retirement, things like guaranteed income in retirement might be a little bit more important. What's your take on that, and how do you advise your clients?
Yeah, right now, I mean, you're right. The starting point matters. And when you are giving up that income, that regular income flow from a job, and when you decide to hang it up, it matters, because now you can't say, well, the market's down 10, 20, 30%. I'll just work a little bit longer. I'll save a little bit more. Now you're kind of beholden to the financial markets as well as Social Security, and maybe if you're lucky, a pension. What we try to do with clients is we try to have some money set aside, some money that's in safer investments, cash, short-term bonds, et cetera, that may get them through the next couple years, because the recession, if it does come, and we think it probably will within the next 12 to 24 months, can take a big haircut out of the market. When that occurs, that is not a bad time then to be starting to look and starting to shop for stocks and becoming a little bit more aggressive. We've seen this movie before. We saw it in 2000. We saw it in 2007. In each of those periods, within a couple years, you had a tremendous buying opportunity that lasted the next decade, decade and a half. And I think we're setting ourselves up for that. But you want to be kind of cautious here as you are looking at retirement, not necessarily having all your eggs in the equity market.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a mistake, as we've seen. I mean, if you were all in the equity market, you'd be down about 25%, especially if you were just in, you know, the very big tech. You might be doing a little better after that. But, you know, John, Tom Fortino and I on our show This Week in Wealth, we've talked a lot about how the bond market used to be this kind of safe haven for retirees. But with fixed income hardly paying anything, I mean, it's paying a little bit more now, but I mean, decades went by where it was really not paying anything. And even now it feels like it could be a very scary place to go. You know, how do you get people to rethink it? And I know that, go ahead.
It's a very good point. I say this very sarcastically, but the answer to all financial questions is identical. It depends. And it depends on the type of investment that you're using, whether it's mutual funds or ETFs. The drawback there is no maturity. So you have an instant portfolio of 100 thousands of different bonds. If you hold an individual bond, you're at least getting that income flow. And you know that December 31st of 2028, you're going to see a maturity, and then you have the opportunity to roll that into a new bond. So for a lot of investors, you can look at, you know, if you have some dollars, you can look at putting together an individual bond portfolio, maybe laddered out 10 or 15 years, so that each year, 6 months, 9 months or so, you have a maturity coming up. You're then able to reinvest it now at a much higher income level and pick up that added income as you go along.
Yeah, it's really sort of interesting. I mean, right now I'm loving inflation bonds, I-bonds, but of course you can only buy a limited amount of them. wonder why, you know, wish we could all buy, you know, lots and lots of them. Are you recommending I-bonds to just even to ladder, as you rightly put it, which we should explain to people is, you know, you buy them with those different maturities so that they all come up at different points in time. But are you recommending them?
Yeah, we are recommending some I-bonds, and you're right. You can only buy, you know, $20,000 between a husband and wife or a couple. And what the curveball with those is you really need to hold them 5 years, and the interest rate adjusts every 6 months. So if, for example, inflation does come down, your interest payment will also come down. So a lot of people think I'm locking in that 9.6%. You are not locking it in. You are locking it in for a six-month period, but then it will adjust at each of those six-month intervals. So it makes some sense to have some of those. But if you're talking to a client that may have $500,000 in a bond portfolio, $20,000 is not going to make a big difference, but it does help.
No, it certainly isn't going to really make a big difference. It would be nice if it did. And like I said, if you could actually go and put in $500,000 at 9.62%, even for 6 months, that would be a win for sure. Paul Nolte is Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. So, Paul, just a minute left. Anything that you want people to know this week about where the markets are, what you think is going to happen, or how to protect themselves?
Yeah, I think it does make sense. And we talked about, you know, being down so far this year. I think you have to take a look at some cheaper parts of the market. Value, as opposed to the growth, the tech names, value makes a ton of sense. Small cap value, very inexpensive. Maybe even looking overseas in emerging markets makes some sense here. I think you do need to be very cautious in the markets over the next 6 months, maybe a year and a half or so. But put your shopping list together, pick your points, and be patient. And try not to panic either out of the market or try to put your last dollar in the market. So be very cautious, pick your points, and be smart about the companies that you're looking at, making sure that you're buying good value, because there are many companies now that are providing some good value today.
Yeah, that is great advice. Paul Nolte is Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. You can find him if you go to kingsview.com/advisor/Paul Nolte. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. Thank you.